Hey, how you doing, Raphael? My name is Aubrey. I'm the financial director here for your area.
Hi, how you doing?
Nah, I'm doing well. Certainly can't complain. It is my daughter's birthday today, so I am super excited.
Nice.
All right. Excellent. So Jerome had sent you on over to me, of course, to not only go over pricing, but of course to go into more detail about how we work, right? So one of the major things here is that we are 20 years in the business, right? We've been doing SEO for over 20,000 companies, right? The main goal here is transparency, okay? Accuracy, transparency, and honesty, right? All the information that we go over today, all the things that matter to your business, there is no fine print. There is no hidden charges, fees, taxes, or any of that, right? We give you everything you need to make an informed decision. Now, I am a straight shooter. I do hope that's okay for you.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. So just looking over some of the notes here, I've seen that you don't have a website. Is that like you don't have one at all, or is that more like you've been working on it and it just hasn't gone live?
Yeah, we do. We do have a website.
Oh, you have a full-on website. Okay. Excellent. What is that website here? I want to take a good look
at
it.
It's called,
see.
Yeah, it's C-A-R. KEZLLC.com.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and pop that up here for you. Now, in the meantime here, have you looked into any kind of, like, online marketing? So not like lead services, right? So not like Yelp, not like Angie, but have you looked into, you know, like SEO placement, right? Getting an online presence.
Yes, so I have worked with a company called GeekLeads.com.
GeekLeads. Okay.
Yeah, those guys, they couldn't put me on the, they couldn't make my GMV live. They tried like around, like 3-4 times with different emails, different phone numbers. They made me get different numbers. They ruined, kind of my reputation with getting new numbers. They told me that, they told me they were going to put me on the first month, within the first month. The second month passed by and they already were asking for the amount, which they didn't deliver what I wanted at the first month. They told me, oh, yes, you know, they promised me this and that. That we're going to get you on Google, the first page of Google within the first month. It passed by.
Oh, my goodness.
It was their mistake, and they were asking for the full next month, and I told them, you know what, man? You guys are telling me that I was going to be on Google the first month working with lies, and, you know, I just, you know, just give me my website, and I'll figure out about the, you know, advertising with someone else because you guys are not experienced what I'm seeing.
Absolutely. And that's unfortunately a really big thing with Geekly. And we don't hear about them a whole lot here at Local Splash, but the stories for them are always the same, right? They told you they were going to get all this stuff done. They're not even Google partners, right? They have a team of IT developers that work under Geekly, right? So there's no, they have no connection for the reach that you need to do any of what they promised, right? They can make a website for sure, right? Anybody can get a website and then throw it out there.
Yeah.
But then, you know, how does that drive people to your business, right? They go on a website that looks like somebody typed it up in a Word document. Nobody wants to look at that, right? Nobody wants to do business with that. It doesn't like anybody cared about the website. That is some, that's a big thing with Geekly, right? We are here to change that, right? It even comes down to things like Yelp, Angie, when people are buying leads, but they're not getting any of these leads come through, but you paid for them, right? We're here to eliminate all of that. The way that we do that is we are a search engine optimization company. The difference between us and people like Geekly, who is not an SEO company, is that we have a Google partnership, right? What that means is, not only have we demonstrated our ad skills and expertise, We've met ad spend requirements, right? We've delivered agency and client revenue growth, right? We sustain and grow our client base every single day, right? The reason that that's possible is being a Google partner is not a small feat. You know what I mean? It takes strict guidelines to adhere to in order to be that. And that makes us a right arm, right? We were handpicked by Google to do their services to provide SEO to get you on that first page placement. That's why we're good at what we do, right? That's why we've been in the business for 20 years. So here's what we do, right? Once we begin working with you, we're going to close out the locksmithing category. What does that mean? That means no other locksmiths in your area are going to be able to call us, make a monthly payment, and get onto that first page placement, okay? They'd have to be in a whole other city on the other side of the state, in another state entirely, or just have a different category that they do, right? That allows you to take full advantage of being on that first page. Now, I sent you over a text message. It has our website on it. Did you receive that?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So that's our official local splash page, right? It has everything you need to know exactly what we do here, right? Getting found online, generating those leads, monitoring those reviews, et cetera, right? 20 years in business, over 10,000 businesses trust us with their marketing. That's where that Google partnership comes into play, right? 10,000 businesses would not still be under our wing if we weren't trustworthy, right? Now, here's where things get interesting. Everything is set on a two-month verbal agreement here, right? Like I said, we have no contracts. Just based on everything that I'm seeing here, your pricing would be set at a flat rate of $249, right? That's our platinum package. If you're looking at our website here, our platinum package has a going rate of $599 a month with a $299 one-time setup fee, right? You're relatively new in business, so we're able to apply that pre-discounted rate for you, kicking that down to $249 month to month, right? With only a one-time setup fee of $99. So your initial investment would be $348. Then you would only see $249. That's it. Like I said, no hidden costs, no taxes, no fees. Everything right here is laid out 100% transparent, right? Now what we do with that? We do a complete Google local optimization setup, okay? Top to bottom, Google business profile, verifications. We sweep the net for your website, duplicate business addresses and things like that. So it's all in one line for you, right? No errors, no suspensions, no delays. We do also include you in the top five directories. So not just Google, we also do Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple all at the same time, right? We create your initial content for Bing, and then we get you exposure that covers mobile devices, right? You're seen on mobile, on an iPhone, Android, tablet, as well as PC and laptop, right? Now, are you familiar a little bit about how keywords in the Google algorithm work?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? No problem. So what happens here is, like, let's say you go on to Google right now and you type in pizza, right? The first thing you're going to see is a map with a little list of businesses on the side to the left, right? That's where we're placing you, right? You're going to be seen on that list that pops up right there next to that map, right? No scrolling, no second page, no none of that, right? Because people don't like going to the second page. People barely like scrolling, right? This is why these businesses that you see up there are capitalizing on 90% of these keywords, right? Any business you see on that first page is using an SEO, right? Whether they have their own little hacker buddy that has connections to do, you know, what they need to do, whether they have another company, one of the other right arms of Google, they're using an SEO company to be where they're at. We want you to be able to get a piece of that pie too. So we make it affordable for that to happen, right? You don't have to pay $3,000 to make your website. We make it, right, if you didn't have one. That's all included, right? Now, when it comes to Facebook, we also do run the algorithm, right? So, you, for example, right, if somebody were to type in locksmith or, you know, lock repair, duplicate keys, any of the services that you provide, right, that's when you're going to pop up. It doesn't matter if they use one of your keywords, three of your keywords, or five of your keywords. As long as one of them are in there, you're popping up on that first page, just like that, right? As an example, I went ahead and put locksmithing into our analytics. Over 3,000 searches just done in the last 30 days. You know what I mean? That's insane. You can capitalize on a percentage of those, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So then we also target towards your peak hours of business, right? Now, since we are premier Google partners, they do allow us to bundle our advertising services with their services. You don't need that right now, right? Google Ads, lead services, local service ads, you don't need that until you're getting that revenue from those Facebook ads, right? From that first page ranking. Now you've got a lot of revenue you want to reach outside your city. That's when you go in for Google Ads. Okay? That's pay-per-click, pay-per-lead. This here,
okay.
If you don't have a business Facebook page, which I assume you do, right? Or at least a personal page?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So what we do here, if you didn't have a business page, right? Not your personal page that you use for business, but a business Facebook page, we build one for you, right? If you already have a business Facebook page, we run your ads, right? Exactly how you'd expect. If somebody's Facebook searching, if somebody is looking at pictures, looking at stories that have to do with locksmithing, if they make a post about it, they get an ad for your business. They click on it, taken directly to your website. Is that sounding good so far?
Yeah.
All right. Now, there's one last thing that we provide for you. This is called your client dashboard, right? What we do here, the beautiful thing about this dashboard is not only can you track the calls, right? You can record these calls that come in from new clients, new business, people that make appointments, people that get work done. The reason a lot of our bigger clients like that is because if you have employees, you can use those recordings to train them, right? How to handle this, how to handle that, how to do this, how to do that. You can do all of that through your recordings, right? Another thing that we do is we block spam calls, right? This is one of the biggest issues in any industry right now is spam calls, ghost calls, voice over IP calls, virtual assistants, robot calls. We block those, okay? We block those so that you can focus on the calls that get you your highest return on investment and the ones that matter, right? Now, with this dashboard also, you can see your keywords, each and every one that you have listed on Google here, right? You can see the analytics for those keywords. If some aren't working, some aren't driving any traffic to you, some haven't gotten any calls, you can put those against your competitors' keywords that you'll be able to see their analytics and use the keywords that are working for them to work for you, right? So if you want to add keywords, if you want to run promotions, right, any kind of content changes, you can do that with the assistance of your account management team. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, excellent. Just as a quick breakdown of our timeline, right, within the first 3 days, right, so right after we get you signed on, the very first thing we do is a client interview, right? That's about a 30-minute phone call. We want to go over your content editing quality control, okay? By the end of that week, you have your reporting dashboard and your directory submissions, right? So we already got you in Apple, Bing, Yelp. We're working on that already, right? By the end of your second week, we have your website connected. We have your Facebook ads running. So you're already going to be seeing those calls coming in from your Facebook ads before that 45-day mark rolls around when you'll be able to see your listing appear on Google and that ranking increase over time, right? Now, that's cutting the industry standard in half. As you've experienced yourself, when a lot of SEO companies, right, they take a very long time to get your listing moving. And that's because, you know, even we have to contact Google, right? We have to go through Google to get your verifications. We have to go through Google to make sure the algorithm's working properly. We program, we get you on the first page. As a right arm of Google, instead of 90 days in the industry standard, we get it done roughly 45, right? And in that meantime, you're not just sitting on your hands. You're getting jobs from these Facebook ads already, right? That website is live now, and it's on that Google business profile. So we handle all of that for you. The only things we have to do here, because we do want to make sure everything is accurate, I just want to go over some of the business information with you here. Now, when you spell car keys, right, like so it's like C-A-R-K-E-Z, and then LLC, right?
So pretty much it's all together.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, so it's CARKEZ LLC, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And that's how you want it displayed on Google, with the LLC on it and everything?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then what is the business address?
Address. So we don't have a storefront. So
okay.
we are mobile. You know, from my house, I park my van in my house, and whenever I get a call,
mm-hmm.
I have a van, a high roof van with the branding, all of my inventory, my machines, and that's how we do business.
Okay, okay, not a problem. So what we would need here is a physical address. However,
okay.
If it's a home address, for example, we hide that off of Google completely, right? Nobody will be able to find that. We just need the physical, you know, a physical address.
A physical address, okay. And then another thing, I have another business with my home address. Would that change anything?
So how do you mean? Like you want to use the other business's address for this business address?
So like I was telling the guy to answer first, mm-hmm. We started washing cars. We started a mobile detailing company. That was my little brother. He was the detailer, and I worked for the locksmith company. And we registered our DMV.
Mm-hmm.
We have a DMV with the same address that I want to use. Would that be a problem?
Okay. So is the one that you use for the other one displayed already?
Yeah, it's displayed.
Okay. So all we would do is just hide it for this business.
Okay. Yeah, but the detailing company it doesn't show the address either. So.
Well, okay. So yeah, then we would just hide it just like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I don't know. I was confused because the guys from Geekly, they're like, you might be getting denied because you're using the same address. So this is where if you hear this, then I'm kind of confused. So I don't know.
Gotcha. So we'd be able to hide that for you. Now, if you wanted to display the address on Google, right, we wouldn't be able to have car keys with that address displayed and high-tech mobile with that address displayed, right?
Yeah,
One of them would have to be hidden, or both of them would have to be hidden.
Okay. Yeah, just hide the address for now because we're a mobile company. We don't have actually a platform where people can get their car key done.
All right, perfect. And then what is that address?
Address, it is 832 Lexington Circle.
All right, and that's Hanover Park, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And that's the 60133 zip code?
Yes.
All right, excellent. So let me go ahead and save that business information here. All right, perfect. And then we have first name Raphael. Now, is that Rafael?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And last name?
Last name, B as in boy, A as in apple, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, and A as in apple.
Virginia. All right, if I pronounced that correctly. All right, excellent. And then what is a good email for you? This will have your Welcome to Local Splash email sent over after everything is done here, as well as your initial invoice.
Okay. It's my email is carkeys to you, and that is spelled just regular, carkeys. CARKEYS.
All right, and that's TOYOU, right, at Gmail?
Yes. It's carkeys2u11@gmail.com.
11@gmail. All right, perfect. Valid email. Excellent, excellent. All right. Just to make sure, the 224-276-4959 is the number we're going to be going with, correct?
Can we use a different number?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm ready when you are.
224?
224?
224-262-4986.
4986. All right, perfect. Now, is this your preferred method of contact moving forward, right, for, like, client interview, handling details? Okay. All right, excellent. So let me put that as preferred number for you. All right. Now, the display for Google, did you want that to also be the 4986 number instead of the 4959?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let me set that in for you here. Give me one moment. All right. Excellent. The next thing we want to do here is create your security code, right? So the reason we create this for you, aside from if you happen to get locked out of your dashboard, easy security question, get you back in. But due to increased visibility, you will be receiving third-party calls from vendors that are not related to us. We create the security question for you so you know it's coming from us, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have three questions to choose from here. You can use your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name.
The city I was born in.
All right, perfect. And what city was that?
Wheeling, W-H-E-E-L-I-N-G.
All right, perfect. So these will always be lowercase for you. I know a lot of people like to like mix and match lowercase and uppercase letters. That's caused a lot of issues for people in the past when they forget like where they put the capitals and things like that. So everything is going to be lowercase for you, okay?
All right.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and get this here set for you. Give me one here. Perfect. Miss Eugenia. All right. Perfect. Now, before we go into the payment details, I do want to make sure that we have all of your information absolutely correct. I know it seems a little tedious. I like to make sure all the people that I have that sign on with us don't have any issues running into later, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me go ahead and get that set up here for you. Okay, and then while I'm doing that, let's see what slots we have available. You wouldn't be available for like a 30-minute call for a client interview like sometime later today, right?
Later today? Yeah, sure. It all depends what time.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. I will definitely be able to look at what time slots we have available in just a moment for you.
Okay. Yeah, if it's today, that's wonderful.
All right, perfect, perfect. All right, excellent. So let's go ahead and get the billing details in here. I'm just going to assume all of the address, things like that, are the same for the card that you'll be using?
Yes. Yes.
All right, and that's the 832 Lexington Circle, correct?
Yes.
All right, excellent. Perfect. And that's 6160133. All right, and is it going to be like Visa, MasterCard?
Can we use a checking account for now?
Checking account? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the bank name.
Bank name is BMO.
BMO, all right. And then the routing number?
The routing number. I'm going to my next job, and let me come to a complete stop so I can look for it. Like, just a second. 2 seconds. Yeah, I've been doing, I was doing good, but, you know, there's always space for more jobs. And, you know, it's
for sure. Absolutely. And then by the time that winter rolls around, you know, when things start to really slow down, usually for most people, you already have the placement, right? So you're working right through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I have, you know, pretty good customer base, you know, word of mouth. But this year, like around Christmas time, and then January, February was really slow. And right now it's starting to be slow. So, you know, this is where I'm starting to think that, you know, that I need to, you know, do more promotion.
Absolutely, and a great time to pick. An absolutely fantastic time to pick.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Routing number 07-10-25-661.
All right. Make sure that is correct. That's 07-10-25-661.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And then the account number.
Account number is 48-505-80122.
All right. So that's 48-505-80122.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. The last step we do have to go through here is the voice verification. That's just an added layer of security here for you. We want to make sure we have you as protected as possible and secure as possible. All right?
Okay.
All right. If there's anything you don't understand or if I happen to be going a little too fast, do not hesitate to stop me and go back over it, okay? Want to make sure it's all correct for you.
All right.
All right, excellent. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Card Keys, LLC.
All right, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Rafael Bahena, owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive third-party calls from vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question for just that reason. Those calls will always come from our 877 number. Okay? You have that? 877-635?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Go ahead and say that as Local Splash in your contacts. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Okay. So just to kind of clarify what that means, so that means if you decide to go with another SEO company, right, let's say somebody decided to call you and they say, hey, we can do everything they do for $10, and you want to switch over there, it's a Google rule that multiple companies can't work for one person, right? So if, let's say, okay, you wanted to decide to go with another company, would you let us know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's all that means. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include, you know, business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, any other forms of recommendations for your GDP verifications. Those will all be sent over to you in an email. They actually should be in your email. So we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation in the time frame can result in delays or suspension of the account just until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit the documents within a timely manner?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is the 5th of June, 2025, in the amount of $348. This is a 2-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 5th in the amount of $249. Okay, that's a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You had a question?
No.
Oh, okay. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is our same 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Let me go ahead and be the first one to welcome you to the Local Splash family. I cannot wait to see your results here, okay? Very looking forward to keeping track of, you know, how you're doing out there. I do, you know, expect to, you know, an email here and there. You know what I mean? Tell me how everything's going. But we are not finished here yet. We do have to make your client interview here. I just wanted to give you the welcome first and foremost. All right. So let's see if we do have an available time for today. Okay. Today is completely booked up. Okay. So I do have tomorrow free, as well as Monday. Tomorrow's good for you?
Yeah, tomorrow works.
Perfect. All right. Excellent. And then what is a good time for you?
In the morning will be, morning time, central time.
Okay. So about, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, sure.
All right. All right, so let's go ahead and set you in there. So you're going to receive an email with that invitation. Just give that 1 second here. I'm getting that set up for you here. Okay. So we're looking at, there we are, 10 o'clock. All right, and that is your client interview. Okay. And then we're going to use the preferred cell number there. So that's the 224-262-4986. All right. Excellent. So I'm going to send that email right away here. Just let me know when you see that. Now all you're going to do there is just accept the invite. Our keys to you at Gmail. There we are. All right. That has been sent away. Let me know when that pops up for you.
And car keys to you, 11.
Oh, my goodness. That's what I forgot. Give me 1 second. I put car keys to you at Gmail. Let me go ahead and edit that here. All right. Car keys to you, 11 at gmail.com. Okay, now let's try that. All right, and you'll also see prior to that email coming in for your invitation there, you should also see your initial invoice. Do you happen to see that in your email? Welcome Splash initial invoice.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and click that one there. You'll see a blue click here. That'll be your terms of service. Go ahead and open that up there. Give a real good look. That is every service that we provide. You don't need to read through all of that, right? Only the services that we're going through for you. Make sure it looks good for you. Check those 3 boxes. Sign and date. Go ahead and hit submit. let me know when you've done that so I can go ahead and refresh your account here. And once you do that, it will take you to your dashboard. It usually takes you there immediately. The way you'll sign in, you'll have a second email right behind the terms and conditions. That'll have your username. That'll always be your phone number. The phone number for this username, it could register as 224-276-4959. You'll only need that to log in, okay? That's not what's going to be displayed or anything like that, okay? And then your password will also be inside that Welcome to Local Splash email. I highly recommend changing your email password the very moment you sign in, just for something you'll easily remember. You know what I mean?
Okay. It doesn't let me click on the I agree.
Yeah, so you'll have to turn your phone sideways. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea why the submit button just does not want to work with folks in regular mode. It has to be landscape mode. All right, excellent. And then you can go ahead and log into your dashboard. You will not see anything in the dashboard as of yet. We haven't really officially gotten started on anything yet, but you'll have access to it starting today, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. So let me refresh your account here to make sure the terms and conditions came through on my end here. Give me one moment. Let's see. And you did say it allowed you to submit it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, excellent. So we are all wrapped up on my end here. Is there any other questions while I do still have you on the phone here?
Yeah, no other questions.
All right, awesome. Well, again, let me welcome you as the first person to our wonderful family here. I guarantee you're going to be, you know, seeing the persistence in our confidence to be able to get, you know, done what you need done, okay? If at any point you need to, you know, email me, ask me any questions, send me a text, I'll be available to answer those for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. I'll talk to you real soon, Rafael.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.